Listening Part 1, Section B. You will hear John MacDonald, a radio presenter, and Karen Spencer, an expert in languages, talking about language learning. For questions 6 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear Section B twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section B.
Welcome back to Society. Before the break, we were talking about language learning and its benefits. Now we continue the discussion with our second guest of the evening, so we welcome to the programme, Karen Spencer.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, Karen. Just before the break, we talked about the difference between a polyglot and a hyperglot. And, if I'm not wrong, you're a hyperglot. Tell us how many languages you speak.
At the moment, I can speak 13. But having lately moved to South Korea for a new job, I hope I'll soon be able to add a new one to the list.
Korean? That doesn't sound very easy to learn. And talking about difficult languages, which one did you find hardest to learn, if there is one?
Every language has its difficulties. But I think the one that troubled me the most was Chinese. It was my first Asian language, and I had to deal with a new type of writing and a very difficult set of pronunciation rules. It was tough, but still possible. I also struggled to learn Russian. I found the grammar very complicated. It really challenged me.
I can't imagine I would ever be able to learn something as complicated as Chinese. You must be a real brain box. Do you use a special technique, or are you just naturally brilliant?
Actually, I don't think people need to be particularly smart or talented to learn languages. It's mostly a matter of interest, dedication, and necessity. At least, this is what I can say about my own experience as a learner. Languages have always fascinated me. Even as a young girl, I would spend hours listening to radio programmes in languages I didn't know. Of course, I couldn't understand anything, but they sounded like beautiful music to me. Then I started travelling, my other great passion, so the motivation was there to learn new languages just to survive in my everyday life.
Going back to your childhood, how old were you when you learnt your first foreign language, and which was it?
Well, as I grew up in a bilingual family, a French mother and an English father, it's difficult to say which language I learnt first. I have to say that neither English nor French are foreign to me, so I suppose my first one must be Spanish. In my hometown, there's a big Spanish community, and when I started primary school, I tried speaking Spanish with all of my classmates who came from Spanish families. That's how I got started.
Knowing three already sounds like a hard task to me, but how did you learn all the others?
The others all came later in life. In my last years of high school, I learnt German, so that was my fourth. But my really serious interest only started at university, where I studied Oriental languages, Chinese and Japanese. The remaining ones are the result of my nomadic lifestyle. As I said, I've lived in many different countries, and in each of them, I've learnt a new language. But my knowledge compared to other hyperglots is not that impressive at all. I've met really impressive people who can speak 30 languages. My African friend, Pierre, comes from Zaire, where there are 365 local languages, one for every day of the year, and he can speak about 20 of them, as well as being totally fluent in French and English. I believe that people like Pierre are... Now listen again.
Welcome back to Society. Before the break, we were talking about language learning and its benefits. Now we continue the discussion with our second guest of the evening, so we welcome to the programme Karen Spencer.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here tonight. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks, Karen. Just before the break, we talked about the difference between a polyglot and a hyperglot. And if I'm not wrong, you're a hyperglot. Tell us how many languages you speak.
At the moment, I can speak 13. But having lately moved to South Korea for a new job, I hope I'll soon be able to add a new one to the list.
Korean? That doesn't sound very easy to learn. And talking about difficult languages, which one did you find hardest to learn, if there is one?
Every language has its difficulties, but I think the one that troubled me the most was Chinese. It was my first Asian language, and I had to deal with a new type of writing and a very difficult set of pronunciation rules. It was tough, but still possible. I also struggled to learn Russian. I found the grammar very complicated. It really challenged me.
I can't imagine I would ever be able to learn something as complicated as Chinese. You must be a real brain box. Do you use a special technique, or are you just naturally brilliant?
Actually, I don't think people need to be particularly smart or talented to learn languages. It's mostly a matter of interest, dedication, and necessity. At least, this is what I can say about my own experience as a learner. Languages have always fascinated me. Even as a young girl, I would spend hours listening to radio programmes in languages I didn't know. Of course, I couldn't understand anything, but they sounded like beautiful music to me. Then I started travelling, my other great passion, so the motivation was there to learn new languages just to survive in my everyday life.
Going back to your childhood, how old were you when you learnt your first foreign language? And which was it?
Well, as I grew up in a bilingual family, a French mother and an English father, it's difficult to say which language I learnt first. I have to say that neither English nor French are foreign to me, so I suppose my first one must be Spanish. In my hometown, there's a big Spanish community, and when I started primary school, I tried speaking Spanish with all of my classmates who came from Spanish families. That's how I got started.
Knowing three already sounds like a hard task to me. But how did you learn all the others?
The others all came later in life. In my last years of high school, I learnt German, so that was my fourth. But my really serious interest only started at university, where I studied Oriental languages, Chinese and Japanese. The remaining ones are the result of my nomadic lifestyle. As I said, I've lived in many different countries, and in each of them, I've learnt a new language. But my knowledge compared to other hyperglots is not that impressive at all. I've met really impressive people who can speak 30 languages. My African friend, Pierre, comes from Zaire, where there are 365 local languages, one for every day of the year. And he can speak about 20 of them, as well as being totally fluent in French and English. I believe that people like Pierre are... That is the end of Part 1, Section B of the listening test. Now turn to Part 2.